listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
We're going to take a break today from cruising various blues categories and territories and just sit back and hear a variety of different styles of the blues form of music by paying tribute to a dedicated, ongoing blues record label. This long-standing record label that started with the blues genre and is still producing blues records today is Chicago-based Alligator Records, which in 2016 is celebrating its 45th anniversary. I'd like to read a portion of Alligator founder and president Bruce Iglauer's liner notes in his 2-CD 45th anniversary collection. He writes, "On May 25th and June 2nd, 1971, the rawest, roughest edge, most joyful blues band in Chicago recorded their first album. With the help of two fledging producers, Bruce Iglauer and his friend Wesley Race, they recorded multiple tracks of 25 songs in 2 evenings, cut live and mixed as they were being recorded. The album issued in August of that year was simply named after the band, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers, the first release from a brand new label called Alligator Records." We're going to hear a little more history regarding Alligator Records, but let's get into some music off this 45th year anniversary collection. We'll start off with the first artist Iglauer recorded, the late Hound Dog Taylor, and his song, Take Five.
Some old day. Take five. gonna take my things and just up and leave you. Just as soon as I get back home. I gotta do what I gotta do. Bills got to be paid and the rent is due. On the road for 6 weeks and home for two. You wreck my car and you hog my guitar. I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna leave you all alone. I'm gonna take my things and just up and leave you. Just as soon as I get back home. When the cats away, you go out and play. Doing who knows what with who knows who. That's all I gotta say. You make me look foolish. You're running around. I think it's time I put my foot down. I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna leave you all alone. I'm gonna take my things and just up and leave you. Just as soon as I get back home. Yeah, 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 chip guy should be in Playboy magazine. She's fine. I can't afford my little girl is fine. You know I'm so crazy about my baby now. Don't wanna lose the girl of mine.
Alligator Records was a leap of faith, an under-financed, one-man operation run out of an efficiency apartment. It was launched with an album by a band virtually unknown outside of the South and West Side Chicago neighborhood blues clubs where they played. The band had no national reputation, no booking agent or manager, and they were not creating music that sounded much like anything getting played on any form of commercial radio. Yet, their unbridled energy, unfettered joy, and raw soulfulness and glorious racket of their music somehow communicated to the people all over the world, making them blues legends and making their debut recording a classic that continues to be discovered by legions of new fans. Let's get back to some music, starting off with some newer artists on the Alligator Records roster, starting with Anders Osborne and Let It Go, followed by Chicago's own Taranzo Cannon's cut, Bad Contract, and finally, Jerrica Singleton and his song, I Refuse to Learn. Celebrating 45 years of Chicago's Alligator Records on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Haunted by the sound of your own heartbeat. let it go. Yeah, you once had dreams, they were young and soft. You used to have a home where your mama was. You used to be loved by the prettiest girl. Yeah, long time ago, you were part of this world. Let it go, man. Let it go. Let it go, man. Let it go.
Thank you.
Jerrica Singleton and I Refuse to Learn as we pay tribute to Alligator Records and their 45th anniversary collection. I'll be back in a moment with more from this 2-CD set on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.